When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy 40th day of Christmas. The church that Jesus Christ established is the one holy Roman Catholic Church, but it's also a little Midwest, because we are just not able to say goodbye to Christmas. Everyone celebrates Christmas Day, but here we are. We also go on to the octave of Christmas. But not only that, we keep going. We have to celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. And then we keep going with the entire season of Christmas, and we'll cut it off at the baptism of our Lord, and we'll go back to ordinary time, wear green. But then today we find the presentation and say, you know what, it's the 40th day of Christmas. Let's bring it up again, because it's so worth celebrating. And today we can finally say our Midwest goodbye to Christmas, because it's actually not a goodbye, but a hello again. Today we celebrate the presentation of our Lord in the temple. This is the first public appearance of Jesus. And more than that, this is Jesus saying hello again. This is God himself coming into his temple. The temple of the Jewish people was the place where God dwelled. And today, God came into his temple in the most radical way it had ever happened. In the God-man himself, the person of Jesus Christ. But he came so much differently than anyone expected. And hardly anyone saw it besides Simeon and Anna. That Christ came as a baby. This Christmas miracle, that the baby came into this world. And he came into the temple, and no one saw, barely anyone. And as a symbol of this day, of many times in our church, we celebrate this with candles. Another name for the presentation of our Lord is Candlemas. We celebrate with the image of the candle, that it gives us the light of Christ. that Christ came into the world so that we might know God. That without the person of Jesus Christ, we do not know God himself, but God has revealed God to us. And not only that, God has also revealed man to himself. Without Jesus, we cannot possibly make any sense of who we are. But the light of Christ has shone in our midst. And because of that light, we can understand who we are. Simeon proclaimed, I have seen the light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel. But the candle, the light, the flame that Christ brings, it's glorious. And it shows us God and it shows us ourselves. But there's also part of us that doesn't want the light of Christ. Because when we see the light of Christ, it shows us God. It shows us ourselves, and it also shows us the part of ourselves that God never wanted to be there. When the light of Christ shines in our midst, and we come closer and closer to the light of Christ, our sins will actually become more and more apparent. That might sound a little harsh, but it's actually a sign of hope. If we have a windshield and we're driving our car and there's dirt and gunk all over it, if it's dark outside, we won't see any of it. But if we're driving towards the sunset, all the gunk, all the smudges become so much more clear. If we see all the gunk, all the sin on our hearts, it's actually sometimes a sign of hope that we're going towards the light of Christ. And if we're going closer and closer to Jesus Christ, we're going to see all the more clearly, not just the bad gunk, but every little smudge we'll notice more and more clearly. And part of us doesn't like that, because we'd rather just be in the blind, not have to deal with the fingerprints. Like, Lord, the tar, that's not on there. Isn't that good enough? The Lord wants more for us. And he wants us so clean, so free, that every little smudge he has to clean off. And he has to show us, not to shame us, but to set us free. And when the Lord reveals that light to us, the temptation the enemy uses is to bring shame. The Holy Spirit convicts us to repent, convicts us to turn away from our sins, to wipe off the windshield. But the enemy will just point off the smudge, point off the gunk, and will say, look at that. You are that. The Lord wanted you to be clean and wanted more for you, but look what you see now. You are your sin. And that is a lie of the enemy, that Jesus Christ brings light, but he does not shame us. The light of Christ will let us see, and we'll see clearly, but that is an invitation to convert, the invitation to repent. It is not an invitation to just wallow in our shame and think, I am that gunk. There's no hope for me. Because that is not true. That is a lie of the enemy. And the second temptation of the enemy is not shame only, but also just to shrug. Because when we see clearly the light brings, we also have the heat that the light brings. And the heat can sometimes seem a little bit much. And the fire of the Christ that he brings to us seems a little dangerous. That the Lord, as we hear in the first reading, is a refiner's fire, purifying silver and gold. That the Lord's heat is to purify us and make us what we were supposed to be. But sometimes that heat, that refinement, sounds a bit too much. And we respond by just shrugging. Just in lukewarmness, I'd rather not. Isn't a couple impurities okay? Lord, we don't need to deal with all my sins. There are a couple here that aren't that bad, aren't hurting me that terribly. I'd rather just let stay there. But the Lord loves us too much to neglect us. He loves us far too much to let us stay there in our shame. He loves us far too much to let us be comfortable with our sins. The Lord is the light of Christ. He is the candle who comes close to us. And he will not let us stay in our sin. There's one other option. Besides our shame, besides shrugging in lukewarmness, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, one of the greatest saints, near her deathbed, when she had tuberculosis, in immense pain, one of her sisters got under her skin, and she got annoyed and lost her patience, said a curt word to her sister. And Thérèse, instead of becoming ashamed and thinking, "That's who I am, I'm impatient," instead of becoming lukewarm and shrug it off, saying, "I guess it's what I gotta deal with. You know me, I can't deal with that sin." She just said the simple prayer to Jesus. "Lord, you know me." She wasn't ashamed, and she wasn't complacent with her sin either. She just turned to the Lord immediately and gave it to him. Thérèse also said that if I had every crime imaginable on my soul, I would cast my heart to the Lord as if a drop of water in the furnace of the sun. When we find ourselves in our sin, with things that shouldn't be there, instead of shame, instead of shrugging in our lukewarmness, we just need to turn to the Lord. And he purifies us every time in his mercy. And that's all he wants. St. Simeon in our gospel today, I love so much. All we know about him is he's righteous and he's devout, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. We don't know anything but the fact that he was holy, besides the Spirit was there, because he is our holiness. Our holiness is not as much being perfect, figuring it all out, as much as it is the light of Christ coming to us, the fire of the Holy Spirit coming in and letting him purify our hearts. St. Thérèse said, "Lord, you must be my holiness." And if we let him be our holiness, he takes care of things. So if the light of Christ shows us our sins, if it's a serious one, we need to take care of it in confession, absolutely. Let the Spirit guide you to confession. If it's something smaller, don't let it turn to just shame. Don't let it turn to just shrugging off in lukewarmness. We always just bring it to the Lord. The simple answer is just, "Lord, you know me. Heal me. Be the light of Christ in my life. Be the fire of the Holy Spirit who purifies me. Be my holiness."